Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Tuesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. Technology innovation has been amazing the last few years, hadn't it? RPA is common. CICD, common. Machine learning. It's pretty common. So is artificial intelligence. These are all increasing at great speeds. Organizations feel like they have to have this technology as well as others just to keep up. We hear about the meta coming, about having a different dimension of our technology. It's amazing stuff. Our capabilities are greater now than they've ever been. All of what we can do with technology is increasing at an astounding pace. You can hear me setting up something, can't you? But with all of this, there's something else. There's a need for something else that's increasing as well. That is governance. I know many of you think governance is a four-letter word. It's profanity. But it's the way you operate your organization and keep, I always use the analogy of a train keeping it on the tracks. Governance allows you to go fast, but you have to keep the train on the tracks. And so as you in your organization bring on all this new technology, you have to understand, like, how do we incorporate this technology into our current landscape? How do we grow it? How do we govern it? How do we remain compliant? Because right now we're seeing stories out there that are pretty scary regarding artificial intelligence. People hacking AI, a lot of different things. I mean, people are worried about their autonomous vehicles being hacked. Worried about a lot of things. And so we have to have that governance and the ability to know that we are being operated and directed in a safe manner. So people ask me all the time, are you for this new technology? And I'm like, you bet. I am all for it. Count me in. But how are you going to govern it? How are you going to ensure that your RPA is SOX compliant? How are you going to ensure that your machine learning has all the PCI controls? One of the ones that I see frequently, and this might be astounding to you, is the change management on chatbots. Hey, Jeffrey, do we need to have change records for every change in our chatbot? It's a good question, isn't it? I'll give you an answer that most do not want to hear. Your SOX auditors are going to be looking for those changes. Sure, they can be pre-approved standard changes. No big deal. But they better be in that change record. Those change records better be in your service management tool. Because it's not that far of a jump between your chatbots and your financial systems. It's not that far from your machine learning and your PCI records, or PII, if you're in a different industry, or HIPAA. You know where I'm referring to. So consider, how are we going to govern this as we grow and increase our innovation and our capabilities? How are we going to do so safely? And that's what we care about, right? We care about going fast, 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 safe, safe, safe. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And please let me know how Service Management Leadership can help your organization. Bye.